Welcome back. This is part two of our podcast about Leberkäse. Have fun.
It's not only about taste. You would assume that it is about taste, but it is, but it's only like 50%. Mm-hmm. Because the other 50%, if you cut the Leberkäse, if you cut the Bavarian meatloaf, you have to look at it first, kind of like the beer. I mean, when you pour it, you smell it, you look at it. Other way around, but still. And the Leberkäse, you cut it and you look at the texture. You look at it. Is it moist? Is it soft? Is it how's the crust? And these are the things
crust that, is very important.
Yeah, yeah. What these are the things that butchers check before they even taste it. And if that doesn't look good,
they probably won't.
Won't taste it.
Yeah,
Because these are the basics of the craft that just need to be there.
Yeah,
and like you said, it's the flagship product. If something's off, then you know, other things.
It's like the same when you're like you go to another brewery and you taste the Helles there, and then you see a Helles, a Bavarian Helles, should be filtered. It should be, has a nice pale golden color. It has a nice foamy head. So that's what Bavarian Helles should be look like. And if I go to another brewery and then I see it's not so sharp filtrated, there's some kind of dust inside the beer because it's not well filtrated, or there's no foamy head because it's completely flat or whatever, then I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to taste it, because even it looks like not well made and that there are some mistakes that should not maybe be done. So you can also have a look on it. On the other side, you know, I would always give it a try, but, you know, by the looks, you can also extrapolate a lot of knowledge on the taste.
Yeah.
And I guess when it comes to a meat dish like the Leberkäse, I guess that's the same here. Even a little bit more important, Steffen said.
Yeah, and it's not only important for the butchers, it's important for families all over Bavaria. Because it's, or the region around the Alps, let's say.
Yeah.
Because it's still, like you said, it's one of the most important dishes and one of the most traditional dishes here. And it's still part of family traditions.
Yeah, like Christiane, she's one of our export crew members. She said, well, Thursday when she goes home, her kids expect that she brings two Leberkäse buns as a lunch snack for the kids. So, and they expect it to be from Steffen Schütze, from the Hack Butchery. The same is with the family of my girlfriend. Every Saturday, they buy Leberkäse from a local butcher.
And then it's Leberkäse Day.
Then it's Leberkäse Saturday. and that's the thing, because sometimes they don't buy the finished baked one.
Mm-hmm.
They just buy the form where is this meat cake, batter cake. So the raw form, the raw meat form, or the raw meat is in there. And they bake it at home.
Mm-hmm.
So they bake it in their own oven, because then they can control, you know, how intense the crust is going to be. And this is also an issue of Leberkäse connoisseurs, like the two of us. How intense the crust should be, how well baked the crust should be. And there are people who don't like crust so much. They like more the soft, juicy inner meat. And I love the crust. So there couldn't be more crust for me. So and also there are team crust, team no crust, I guess, when it comes to Leberkäse. Adorship or worship.
Worship pretty much sums it up. I mean, that's and that is I mean, we are pretty traditional when it comes to these, which you Austrians are not.
Yes, we are very we have a wider portfolio when it comes to Leberkäse. So there's the basic Leberkäse, which is just the meat and the spices, but then you can kind of upgrade your Leberkäse. You can put real cheese into it, so you're having then this Bavarian meatloaf with cheese in it. You can put chilies in it. You can put
like pizza, like
pizza like stuff into it,
like ham and cheese and a little bit of tomato and then stuff like that.
Tomatoes and stuff like that, or also oregano as a spice, you know, as some herbs. I have eaten in Austria those Leberkäse, which is made from calf meat.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also have ate with truffles, with garlic, with onion. So there's a famous Austrian kind of butcher. It's not a real butcher. They only make Leberkäse. And they have like 35 different kind of Leberkäse in their portfolio, and which is amazing. But I saw here in Bavaria, they have like maybe 2, 3, maybe 4 different versions of it. But Stefan told us it's about 85% just the classic one.
Yeah. And the other things you basically see in Germany are, you know, the classic one, the one with cheese.
And chili.
And chili. And, you know, the Kalbskäse, the one made from calf.
Calf meat, yeah.
It's also... But the biggest difference is there, the color, because the one with calf meat is actually white. Mm-hmm. But this is only due to the salt that is used in there. So the red one is...
So Leberkäse looks red.
Exactly. Yeah. It has like a reddish color.
Yeah.
And it comes from pickling salt. And the other one, the one with calf meat, is made with table salt. So, and, you know... The white one might be a little fatter, but that also depends on the butcher who does it. So that is basically...
And it's also not that intense with the spices.
Exactly.
So the calf Leberkäse is more like... They used to market here as the more finer one, the more elegant one. Actually, I don't like it so much. I like the with pork and beef more, the reddish, the red one. Yeah.
But still... Since you are a Leberkäse lover.
Yeah, of course I am. I always say Leberkäse is life.
And it's true. It's
true,
but...
especially hangover dish.
Of course.
It's such an amazing hangover dish.
Oh, yeah.
When you're like a little bit in the morning and whatever, and get somewhere in the morning a fresh, warm, freshly baked bun.
Oh, yeah.
Freshly baked Leberkäse in it, some sweet mustard. And the day is yours, man.
Yeah.
It brings you back. It brings you like back on track.
Yeah. And if you want to do it yourself, we have a couple of tips for you, because we asked Stefan on how to create or how to make the perfect Leberkäse. Assuming you have a butcher nearby you, that
a German butcher,
who can gives do you that. The raw.
Actually, I have some meat. Very decent Leberkäse out of Germany or Austria. I really have, especially in the US. Yeah. Had some very, very good ones.
Yeah.
So also mostly with local butchers.
Yeah.
Also in the Scandinavics, I had also one that was really good. So can't say that it might be from a German or a Swedish butcher at that point. So it was actually very well done.
Yeah.
I haven't had that with the white sausages. Mm-hmm. So on an international level, white sausages never tasted really, really good, actually, I must say. But when it comes to Leberkäse, I really had very good and decent ones on my international trips. Yeah, especially in German restaurants all over the world. It's a classic, actually.
Yeah.
But you need to have a German butcher in your neighborhood or in your region that creates the basic meat and mix it and spice it. Or you can bake it at home or get it baked there.
And if you happen to have access to a local German butcher, for example, here are some tips just to how to make the best Leberkäse at home. You know, just set your oven to 150 degrees Celsius, and about, you know, just like a rule of thumb, like 1 kilogram of Leberkäse takes like 1 hour and 15 minutes at that. And then you need to look out for the crust. Do you want it crispier or not crispier than the way it is after the time? If you want it crispier, pump up the temperature by about 10 to 20 degrees for the last 15 minutes. And if you're scared about the Leberkäse becoming too dry, it is possible to put a glass of water in the oven just to moisturize a little more. Mm-hmm. And if you're fine with the result, take it out, slice it up, and put it on the plate or in a bun.
Yeah, in a bun. That's the most classic way, actually.
And the classic mustard style, sweet mustard.
Sweet mustard, yes. And there we had also a discussion, is it allowed to have ketchup to it or other kind of sauces?
Do not do it.
Yes. I don't do it, but I understand where people does it. Because I guess ketchup can be actually interesting. Yeah. And so I guess this typical Bavarian sweet mustard is very important in Bavaria because it's part of the tradition. But when you see Leberkäse in an international perspective, I would say actually better to have no dip to it. Ketchup can be a thing to consider.
Oh, at this point, I like to point out that if you eat ketchup, from my perspective, if you eat ketchup with your Leberkäse, I will come to get you.
I don't, but just say it. It's worth a try at least. And
but we asked Stefan something else besides the tips because we had a incredibly foolish but great idea. And we were thinking, as someone who loves crust,
that's me,
why not spread out the raw Leberkäs on a baking tray and put it in the oven?
On a very thin...
thin layer of...
Yeah, thin layer of...
Exactly, because...
of the raw Leberkäs.
In theory, it should be like 50% meat, 50% crust.
Yes.
And we tried it, and it was delicious.
Yes, it was really, really interesting.
It wasn't as crispy as we expected, to be fair, but we had all these aromas from the crust in there, and a lot of them, and that made it incredible. So if you want to go crazy and try it out, spread it thin on a baking tray with a thin layer and try our very own Weinstefan Leberkäs chips for yourself.
It was really interesting. And especially I thought it would fit so great to crisp, lean Helles.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, that's my food pairing. You know, I love a clean, crisp Helles next to the Leberkäs. Yeah. Because the crusty crust and the moist and juicy, fluffy meat in the inner part with a crunchy bun and a Helles, that's for me one of the best personal food pairings you can imagine, because it has also a lot of memories and tradition are in that kind of menus. Yeah. But what's super interesting was Stefan's recommendation, dark wheat beer to it.
Oh, yeah.
A dark wheat beer, and I was never thinking about it. And he said he loves dark wheat beer general, but he also would like it very much to a Leberkäs. And this, you know, with all the crust and the crust flavor and the baking flavor on the outside of the Leberkäs, which has this very intense flavors, and then the dark caramelic wheat beer to it with its fruitiness, because then you can bring the fruity aspect to the Leberkäs.
That just worked.
Yeah, I am 100% sure that works so, so good.
Yeah, yeah, I can only agree. I mean, that would have been part of my recommendation too, because I never really thought of that. So I tried it after we recorded the podcast. Yeah, and it's also because I get thirsty after a bun.
Like, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I like to have the dark wheat beer, the ripe banana flavors that it has. I think it just combines wonderful with a Leberkäs and with a Leberkäs in a bun. So that would have been my recommendation here too, because I was getting curious, and I never thought of it. But
no, because for me, because I grew up with it so much, and it was like the classical menu, having this lean, crisp, like our Weinstefan Helles or the original Helles. Also, a Pilsner would work. You know, a clean, more like grainy beer with this grain and bread flavors, slight hop aroma. So like nothing too impactful, nothing too complex, nothing too whatever. Easygoing, just also thirst-quenching beer. And because, you know, you need something to drink to a Leberkäs, because a Leberkäs has some kind of salty and spicy, or not spicy, but a lot of, you know, different spices and herbs are in it. So you need something to drink next to it. So you get thirsty with a Leberkäs.
Yeah, definitely. And
and so it was more like a thirst-quenching partner.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually, I never thought about, you know, it was first time I had this kind of thinking on it, because I never thought about what pairs perfectly to Leberkäs, because I never was thinking about it, because it was so clear in my personal mind. Yeah.
And it's been so in our everyday lives that you never gave actually a whole lot of thought about, because it's so normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have it like twice, three times a week.
Yeah. Yeah. So at this point, thanks again, Stefan, for all your information that you gave
us. We learned a lot, especially on making it, how to grind it, how to make the basic meat, how to bake it, how to spice it. So we learned in German episode a lot, and thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
I hope we made you proud by passing on this knowledge to our English listeners. And thanks to you for listening in. Give it a try. If you're in Germany, go find some variety. If you're in Austria, go find even more variety.
Yeah, I just one story I need to tell about you know, the impact on Leverkusen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
On my life, on my personal life. It was like my first big and long United States trip, nearly 3.5 weeks, 19 days. Was Oktoberfest tour in 2019. And I flew back from Atlanta to Munich. And it was a long flight. I was so tired because it was so intense and long, 19 days of traveling, all out of my suitcase. So it was really, I was really kind of homesick too. So I just wanted to go to my couch and bed and just, you know, relax, you know. And I landed in Munich and I went out there at in the airport, so after immigration and through customs. And then I went to the cab stand, and then I was like going there next to the supermarket or to this food shop, to the Edeka there. And I was looking in there and I was like thinking, do they have maybe fresh Leverkusen? Because it was like 10 in the morning, the plane was landing. I was like, oh my God. And I went in there to the snack bar and they had freshly baked Leverkusen there. And I took two Leverkusen, which are two buns with freshly baked warm slice of Leverkusen in it. They packed it, I took it, went out there to the cab, put my stuff in the trunk, behind the cab, said to the cab driver, two friesing, and it was like, okay, going, and I was packing out this Leverkusen, and it was smelling so good, and I was like, oh my God, this is like food home, yeah? This was like, and I was like, I looked to the cab driver, I was like, oh my, sorry, I forget to ask, am I allowed to eat it here? Was a young dude, you know, and he was like, yeah, go for it, brother, go for it. Welcome back home. And I was like, okay. Boom. And I ate it the first Leverkusen, like it was nothing. It was like, boom, 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 boom. Yep.
It's a feeling of home.
It tastes like home. Yeah, it tastes like home. Yeah. And the second, I ate at home at my couch, yep. And with a wine, Stefan beer.
That's when
and
you
then
know
I fell
home.
Asleep. Yeah, and then I fell asleep because I was so tired. But this was like so cool. Yeah. First thing to do for me is getting a Leverkusen when I'm back home.
That's a perfect ending. Thank you so much for listening in.
Thank you guys.
I hope you learned something about Leverkusen and give it a try.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.